The question I want to offer you this morning to reflect upon is, as disciples of the Lord, walking in relationship with the Lord yourselves, what impact are you having on the other disciples around you? What impact are you having on the other disciples that you're in contact with, whether they're ones who are a bit fresher on the journey than you, that you're helping lead along, or even perhaps there are others who are further along who are encouragement for you? We hear this sort of thing going on in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Firstly, when Paul goes from town to town and he ends up going into Galatia, he comes and encourages everybody that's there. This is a big part of Paul's ministry. We know that he was founding churches left, right, and center, but that he was that really encouraging father, that he went into these communities and he recognized those that could be leaders. He built them up in their skills. He encouraged them in the ways that they were going strongly in the faith. He rebuked them sometimes for what they weren't doing quite so well, in the way they needed a bit of correction. But he helped them to grow as disciples themselves and to grow as church communities too. Where you see as well this beautiful example of Apollos, who seems a new guy on the scene, appears in Ephesus, and he's a very skilled man, knows his stuff about the Lord, but Priscilla and Aquila, who recognize this and decide to kind of take him under their wing, they recognize the gifts and the strengths that this man has, and they want to encourage him and help him become the gift to the church that the Lord wants him to be, but they also recognize that he's lacking. He doesn't. He's only had the baptism of John. There's some gaps in his Christian experience and knowledge, and they also need to continue to instruct him and build him up in that way. And we see as well that once he's already flourishing in his ministry, he thinks of going over to another church to be a blessing to them as well, and they're able to make that bridge, encourage him to go, introduce him to the other church leaders there and be that bridge together. Our walk of discipleship is not just about ourselves, but the Lord wants us to be looking at and influencing those that are around us, whether it's about kind of recognizing what God's doing in their life, the gifts, the ways that they're growing, and the ways that they might need to grow, and encouraging them in that, whether it's about helping another person to be connected within the church community in the ways that they need, or whether it's just that simple encouragement and support and friendship that we need in the journey. This is a really important part of the Christian life that we all need, but that we all need to, I think, consider who are the other disciples around us who we're offering that to, and make sure that influence that we're having on them is a good and encouraging one, not a rough and more difficult experience. I encourage us also then to think of who are the disciples around us that are having this influence on us. Who are these encouraging influences that we are walking alongside, who are helping us to recognize God's work in our lives, in our gifts, the way that we're moving in the church, who's helping us kind of move into that space where God wants us to be. We can give thanks to God for that, but we can also perhaps maybe recognize that, I'm not drawing from the strength of those around me. Maybe I can be a bit more open in seeking their wisdom or seeking their encouragement or seeking their guidance, and lean onto that support that the Lord wants us to have, because he doesn't just call us to be Lone Ranger disciples, but we're called as disciples, as members of the church. And there are many other disciples walking alongside us, as we can see with such a good turnout for a Mass on a Saturday morning, that we're all here seeking the Lord together, but we all have a role to play in helping one another discover what the Lord's calling each one of us to. So let's reflect on that question this morning as to what impact we're having on those disciples around us, how we're encouraging them and bringing them on, and also where we're receiving that encouragement from ourselves. Who are those key disciples around us who are encouraging us and drawing us closer to the Lord?